Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Many people face injustice in society today. It's not a new problem, going all the way back to biblical times. But some people in the Bible found out how to overcome it. Here's the story of one of them. You may have heard of Joseph, famous for his coat of many colors. That coat got him into trouble, though. His brothers were jealous of the favorable treatment he appeared to receive, so they sold him into slavery. As a slave, he was falsely accused of committing a crime and tossed into prison. He helped various folks while in prison, but they forgot about or neglected him when they got out. But one day, when the ruler of the country needed a dream interpreted, a former prisoner working for the ruler remembered Joseph could do it. Joseph did indeed interpret the dream, showing such wisdom and judgment that he was made second in command in the country, a position he used to avert a famine and save thousands of people, including his brothers who had sold him into slavery, from starvation. How did Joseph overcome the injustice he faced? The Bible says a few times that the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph innately knew that God and the power of good associated with God were with him, and he expressed that goodness. It had tremendous freeing results for him and others. That same power of good is active and with us today. May we attune ourselves to it and see injustice overcome for ourselves and others. Amen.